After a rained-out Week 3, the Heronia Grey Jays returned to action in Orillia this week with a pair of highly competitive games. The Jays had a strong 23-hit first game and got off to an early 5-1 lead in the first and maintained that lead in the second with a great catch by first baseman Peter Quesnel stretching to get the last out of the inning. Orillia then took the lead with 5 runs in the third. The Jays battled back, and after 3 runs in the fourth and 5 in the fifth, the Jays were up 13-7 by the end of fifth. Orillia then started a comeback attempt in the sixth and looked poised for a big inning. But the Jays' defense came through on difficult catches of hard-line drives to third baseman Dave Pettibone and shortstop Tim Sweeting to end the threat. The Jays then shut out Orillia in the seventh to preserve the 13-7 victory. The second game was also a tight contest, but this time it was the Jays who got behind 4-2 in the first. In the second inning, Orillia had scored twice and with two outs the Jays looked to have the third out in hand. However, a wild throw to first allowed two Orillia runners to advance to scoring position and instead of being held to 2 runs they scored 5. The Jays narrowed the score to 15-10 for Orillia in the top of the sixth. After a spectacular catch of a comeback line drive by pitcher Randy Massicott seemed to get the Jays out of jam, an almost identical defensive lapse similar to the second inning on the third out allowed Orillia to score 3 extra runs in the inning. Those 6 runs on ill-timed errors were the difference in a 20-14 loss by the Jays. Current Simcoe Muskoka League standings: Barry Green 6 wins 0 losses, Barry Blue 5 wins 1 loss, Orillia 3 wins 3 losses, Grey Jays 2 wins 4 losses, Bracebridge 1 win 5 losses, Wasaga 1 win 5 losses.